Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
These performers, and others you will see, are graduates of the Players Workshop, a place where actors and non-actors alike go to explore their creativity through improvisation. The workshop evolved from classes that were taught at the Second City by Josephine Rossidi Forsberg. Josephine has taught improvisation in Chicago for over 20 years.
Players Workshop evolved into a school, and it is indeed, as far as I know, the only school of improvisation in the country.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Jeff Rogers, and that was a little clip from a biography on something on the Players Workshop.
Yep.
In Chicago, which it was really the only official school of improvisation in Chicago for over a decade, long before the Second City Training Center. That's where a lot of these names that you're familiar with over the decades got their training here in Chicago.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a Chicago landmark. It was where you went to learn improvisation in order to go on the stage at Second City.
But we're talking Bill Murray, Bob Odenkirk, Harold Ramis, Amy Sedaris, Robert Smigel, George Wendt, Robert Townsend, Joe Flaherty, Tim Kazurinsky. I mean, these are Shelley Long, big names that you kind of associate with. Obviously, Second City and Iowa Chicago and some of these other places, but this is where they got their start.
Yeah, and what's there's a direct line between really the woman who sort of founded improvisation mm-hmm. in America, Viola Spolin, back in the 30s mm-hmm. as part of a works program, and so for kids, and her son actually grew up and helped start the original Second City. 1959, he was part of the group that started Second City, and Josephine was actually part of that group as well. She got on stage there in the next year in 1960, and Viola stayed around for a little while before she moved to L.A., and when she moved to L.A., Josephine really took over teaching these improv games to the cast. But what happened was the cast did a tour. They went to New York because the Second City, you know, caught fire pretty quickly, sure. Right? So it was a big deal. They went to New York to do a limited run, and then they'd come back and do the show here. Well, they went to New York, and they all, you know, the agents got all over them, and they, hey, kid, you're going to be a star. Come with us. Stay sure. in New York. We'll give you a ticket to L.A. So now, all of a sudden, they had to replace half the cast because half of them didn't come back. And so yeah. Josephine had to teach all of these new people these improv,
bring up some new
how to improvise.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so she created these exercises and these games based on what Viola was doing. And then they kept on kind of running into this. Somebody would bubble up. You know, Bill Murray, mm-hmm. Harold Ramis, John mm-hmm. Belushi would bubble up, and they'd be this incredible superstar on stage,
yeah, yeah.
And then they'd take off. They'd go to SNL or they'd go to somewhere else. And so they started this training center within the Second City that was the Players Workshop. And Josephine said, listen, I need to make this a separate thing because I'm not making enough money doing it here, and I want to teach other people how to do this. And they said, yeah, that's fine. And originally, it was called the Players Workshop of Second City because it was still tied to
amazing.
Second City.
Didn't
but after so many years, it was the Second City started its own school. And
but the Players Workshop was around for like 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was the place to go. And so I went there. I took my classes there back in 1989.
Wow.
And it was very funny. I started doing stand-up comedy, and Amy Sedaris was doing improv as stand-up. It was a very interesting kind of combination
yeah.
with a couple of other people. Paul Dinello was part of that troupe. He's one of the producers on Stephen Colbert right now.
Look at that.
So I went up to her, and I was doing regular stand-up comedy. I said, I like what you're doing. Where do I learn that? And she was like, go see Joe.
Wow.
That was what you did. You went and took classes over at Josephine Forsberg. And that school helped define the Chicago style of acting.
Wow.
Right? That's it. Yeah. The Chicago style of actor is very different than New York or LA. It's very much a very flexible actor. It's somebody who can do a lot of different things. It's improvisationally based. So when Joe got to be about 90 before she closed it down.
Is that really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and so they eventually closed it down in the early 2000s, or about 2005 or so. And I went to go see Joe in about 2008 and said, listen, I want to bring it back. Because the other thing that was magic about Players Workshop, and this is really where we're going to concentrate.
No, we haven't told what you're going to do yet. So
that's true, right.
Sorry. So this is the coolest part, and you told me this not long ago, and that just excited me because I know what this is. Like, I'm not an actor. I never took improv or any of that stuff. But to know what you, go ahead, tell me what you're doing.
Well, so I went to Joe in 2008, and I said, "Listen, I want to bring it back. I think there's a hole in the improv community that is there's nothing for regular people, where they won't feel intimidated by other people who want to become actors or improvisers or go to SNL. They just want to learn how to do this stuff." Because it's a great life skill. And so she was all on board. And then as we were trying to get it together, the market tanked and she passed away. And so a couple of more years go by and I got in touch with Linnea Forsberg, her daughter, who also used to teach there. And I said, listen, I haven't forgotten about this. I want to bring it back and now's the time to do it. And so
it's amazing.
We talked about it and sure enough, we're going to do it. So we're bringing it back. It's going to open up again this summer. That's our goal, is to open up this summer and start doing classes. And really, we're targeting not so much the person who wants to be on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to experience the gift of improvisation, to be able to react quickly, to build self-confidence, to learn how to think innovatively. The language of innovation, design thinking, has got improv based in it.
That's awesome.
It's just a great team building exercise. Back in the 80s, advertising agencies would send their whole crew to Players Workshop to learn how to do this.
Wow.
So they'd be able to work together as a team. So we're very excited about it. You can actually follow us at playersworkshoponline.com. And we're going to start putting the information out as to the location, classes, and how we're going to go about it as we sort of build up to this.
That's very, very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
very exciting. And when we get closer to that, let's have you back on and let's talk about that some more.
That I'd love it.
All right. Stick around. Jeff and I are going to talk about the most memorable Super Bowl spots of all time. Back to that. And if you have a favorite Super Bowl commercial, you can text us at 312-981-7200. We'll be right back.